I say to conservatives all the time, gay marriage isn't part of the problem. It's not an attack on marriage. It's part of the solution. Marriage is the bedrock institution of civilization. It's the ultimate civilizing force. The case for gay marriage, this is the great irony, is a deeply conservative case. It's based on the notion that sex, love, and marriage go together. What's unique about marriage is when people see that ring on your finger, they know what it is that you have promised to do. That's what marriage says to your community, and that's what allows your community to say, you've made that commitment, you get the status, the benefits, and the obligations that go with it. For whatever reason we are this way, it's not chosen, it's not changeable, it's not pathological, and it's not a threat to anybody else's family. This is beyond the gay rights agenda. This is really the culmination of the gay responsibility agenda. If you take a population and you ban marriage, you even ban open relationships, you're going to get a lot of sex in the bushes. That's what allows you to grow up, knowing from childhood that there's a destination for love, something beyond infatuation, something beyond sex, you know, a real commitment, turning love into life. We hold America to the promise of the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Marriage takes people not related by blood or tribe or even nationality necessarily, and it makes them family, it makes them kin. Sex is for procreation. Marriage is for creating family. Gay marriage is part and parcel of the same ethic, that building stronger families builds stronger communities. What's so hard to get about that? In Canada, you get all the rights of marriage just by cohabiting for 3 years. It's the same, legally. And his view, a common one in his generation in Canada, is who needs marriage anyway? Rausch's rule for marriage. Everybody listening here? If you want the benefits of marriage, you have to get married. It's about coupledom. It's about the fact that the human heart needs marriage. For most people, that means someone of the opposite sex. For a small percentage of people, it means someone of the same sex. America, among all the nations of the developed world, may be unique in having a system that is almost perfectly designed to get this right.